your book's journey isn't over after it's been launched. Nope, it's got a whole lifetime ahead of itself. And so while I'm leading you through writing and launching a best-selling book, I'm also showing you how to make that book work for you for the rest of your career and your life. Welcome to Launch Your Book with Anna David. Hi there. Welcome to Launch Your Book with Anna David. I am your host, Anna David, and this is a podcast where I talk about how to publish a best-selling book and all the various and sundry elements related to that. Sometimes I interview best-selling authors, sometimes I break down how the experts have successful launches, and sometimes, most of the time, like today, I answer a question that I am asked a lot. So today I'm going to answer the question, do I need a literary agent or should I query publishers directly? So if you would like the show notes for this episode, go to launchpadpub.com/blog/agent. Now, I'm going to say something that is true 99.9% of the time, and that is that legitimate publishers want to work with agents and not writers directly. Every time you make a definitive statement, it will be proven untrue. And in fact, I just hosted a Clubhouse room where this lovely woman was on it, and she has a book coming out with St. Martin's, and she doesn't have an agent, and she worked directly with the publisher. So it happens. But I honestly don't recommend it. And people will say, well, they're just going to take my money. I would say that they are going to probably make you more money than they're going to cost you because they know how to ask about all sorts of things that we just don't know about. Plus, there are so many little things in there. I will tell you, it is 14 years after my book Party Girl came out. We are trying desperately to wrestle the film, the rights back because I want to, you know, we're adapting the book into a movie, and I want to re-release the book and be able to control it. And just getting the rights back, and this is a book, to be clear, that HarperCollins doesn't even care about. That's why it's so hard to get the rights back. But, you know, had I known these things, I would have negotiated up front that the rights revert back to me after a decade or all of these things. So let's talk about how to get an agent. I'm sure you know this, but it is very hard to get an agent. Agents are like publishers, they want to find you. They want to be the one that discovers that, you know, diamond in a rough. It's just that they're hammered with a lot of undiamonds. And so I think they grow weary. I recommend there are a bunch of sites you can go to find out about the different agents that take unsolicited submissions. So if you go to the show notes, I have links to some of those. But this is what I recommend doing. Compile a list of 100. Create an Excel spreadsheet. Methodically go through them. Contact them or find out. And for every one that accepts an unsolicited submission, send a one-page query note. And in this query note, you are going to say what your book is about, who your audience is. And what I mean by that is, like, I got, you know, 40,000 followers on Instagram. I've got a newsletter list of books. Like, why are you worth their taking the time to read? Why you're writing it and why you're writing them. Make it clear that you've done your research. Usually you're going to reach out to a certain agent because they represent an author who you're a fan of. I think everybody responds well when they're not expecting to hear from someone to somebody that they know gives an F who they are. So I would say if you compile a list of 100 and you go through and you send a query and you don't get anywhere with that, you've done it all. People will say, I've queried 20 agents and I haven't heard back. And I don't think you've tried hard enough then. But 100, I would say that is a good response. And if you haven't heard after, I would say a month, follow up again. And if you don't hear then, give it one more shot and then assume no response is the response. Unfortunately, that is going to be the case most of the time. And don't resent them. Agents are hammered with queries and massively underpaid in a lot of cases. So please don't resent them. And know that this process can take years. I will link in the show notes to my episode, Should I Give Up on Traditional Publishing? But that is an episode I recommend you listening to. Now, I have surveyed some people about how they got their agents. I'll tell you quickly how I got my first agent, which is, here's the thing. I had been writing for magazines for 10 years. I had columns. I had a big name. I was, you know, going on TV and these sort of things. So I was lucky enough to have two different agents contact me and say, hey, if you ever have a, I like your writing, if you ever have a book, let me know. And I ended up going with, it was kind of a dramatic story, which is that one wrote me. I was like, this is so exciting. And I said, yes, not only do I have a book, but it's done and it's ready to go. And he read it and he said, I love it. I'm going to be in LA tomorrow and let's meet and sign. That day, I get an email from somebody else and she says, I was just reading all your columns. I think you're funny. I just am putting it out there that if you ever have a book, I'm interested in representing you. And I wrote her back and I said, oh my God, yes, I have a book and I'm going to sign with an agent literally today. And she said, do me a favor. Don't sign anything today. Send me your book right now. I will cancel the rest of my day. If I don't like your book, you got no problem. Go with that guy. If I love your book, I want you to give me a shot. And she loved my book. And I had to go and sit with this guy and say, yeah, you know what? I'm actually, anyway, it was kind of confusing because he had already showed the book to people. Doesn't matter. She ended up selling the book the following week to my top choice publisher. So the key thing is, A, I got super lucky, but B, I had really put in the time with getting my name out there, which is why I always highly recommend trying to get published before going, trying to get blog posts and articles and all of those things published, even if you're just publishing them yourself on Medium and building up an audience that way, which is a great opportunity for me to transition into how some people I know got agents. So there is a guy named Jason Smith. I haven't talked to him in ages, but he is somebody who built up a profile on Medium. His biggest story, 100,000 people saw it. Warner Brothers contacted him and they connected him to an agent at ICM. So he did it that way. That is not the standard way. That, again, is somebody who got really, really lucky. But the point is that agents saw that he had something that people responded to. Jillian Lauren, who is the massively best-selling author of a bunch of books, including a book called Pretty, she told me that she just did it in the old-fashioned way, which is she looked at the acknowledgement sections of books that she liked, saw who the agents were that were thanked, and cold submitted. And she got an agent that way, her first agent. Mark Ebner, who is an old friend of mine, said he read about this agent named David Vigliano. He decided that's who he wanted to be his agent. And he cold called him and said, hey, are you Big Vig? And David laughed and signed him. Side note, David is a friend of mine and he sold one of my books. And he is somebody that I refer clients to. So that can work. And on that note, my friend Ryan Hampton, when he wanted an agent, he told me he literally just Googled literary agent and called everyone on that list. And I'm going to actually read you exactly what he told me he said, because it is so good. He called them and he said, hi, my name is Ryan Hampton. I've spent the last 2 years watching my friends die from addiction. I'm sick and tired of reading the same old addiction memoirs. I have a story to tell, and I think if the rest of the world could see what I did through my lens, they would be outraged. I'm writing a book, not just any book, and it's not my story on how I got sober. I want people to be as outraged as me. I'd love to work with you, but if you aren't interested, please let me know. I'm going to get this published. Thanks. God, don't you admire that confidence? Of course, he did get it published, and now he's doing his second book. Personally, I don't have balls like that. I could never do that. But Mark Ebner and Ryan Hampton do. And then finally, my friend Amy Spencer, she told me she also had a huge profile as a magazine writer. She worked at magazines. She wrote for magazines. She and I actually used to co-host a radio show on Sirius called Sex Files. And so what she did is she reached out to the agents of authors she admired, and she was kind of trying that whole way. When a magazine editor friend read her proposal, so she had a proposal already written, and the friend said, hey, I could connect you to my friend who's an agent. They don't really represent stuff like yours, but why not? So Amy sent her book to that agent and then got an email from a different agent at that agency because the agent who didn't represent books like hers had passed it along to that agent. So there are some stories about how people I know got their agents. And and back to the original question, I do think you should get a literary agent. It is certainly there are exceptions, but most publishers, most mainstream publishers are not going to just accept queries from unpublished writers. And if they do, you're not totally protected as much as you should be if you don't have an agent doing your deal. So that is it. If you'd like the show notes for this episode, and like I said, I will include links to places you can go to research agents, go to launchpadpub.com/agent. And that's it. I'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me this week on Launch Your Book with Anna David. For more info about the show, go to launchyourbookpod.com, where you can get show notes and so much more. If you got anything out of this episode, I can't tell you how much I would appreciate a review. And don't forget, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is here to help you at any stage in your writing and publishing journey. Just go to launchpadpub.com for more, and be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode.